More now from the literary world. There's a new book about some cultural icons of the past. It's how chance meetings can inspire artists. Here's our reviewer, David Kippen.
Imagine if the National Enquirer covered intellectuals the way it does movie and TV stars. Updike Divorce, The Nanny Speaks Out. Or Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson in Love Nest Shocker. Rachel Cohen's first book, A Chance Meeting, isn't quite as tawdry as all that, but it's almost as much fun. Cohen is besotted with the cross-pollination of talent, with the way creative people flit in and out of each other's orbits. A contributor to Threepenny Review, McSweeney's, and The New Yorker, Cohen here collects 36 interrelated historical vignettes, from the Civil War to the Civil Rights Movement. The book starts with Matthew Brady photographing the young Henry James and his father, and ends with Norman Mailer and the poet Robert Lowell trying to levitate the Pentagon. In between, the cultural titans and near-titans rise and fall, some as friends, not nearly enough as rivals, but all as influences who enrich the work that came later. Cohen's guiding example throughout is portraiture. Not surprisingly, most of the non-literary artists she writes about here are portrait photographers. Like a portraitist, Cohen turns her subjects this way and that, refracting a moment until the light catches it just right. When it works, which is often, the effect can be dazzling. Cohen's account of the awkward affection between the artist Joseph Cornell and the poet Marianne Moore creates a lovely diptych of two lonely souls who are almost too alike to make each other happy. But her brief study of Edward Steichen, Alfred Stieglitz, and Gertrude Stein relies so much on flashbacks and flash-forwards that the insignificant meal at the heart of it recedes into oblivion. At the end, when Stieglitz tells Steichen that he, quote, didn't want to change his memory of that afternoon in a single particular, unquote, readers may be hard put to remember any particulars. Cohen isn't really taking any liberties here that historical novelists don't also take as naturally as breathing. Just in the last few years, Vermeer, Virginia Woolf, Gertrude Stein, and legions of others have all come in for the same speculative treatment. The book's departure lies in capturing Stein and other artistic figures in miniature, rather than at novelistic length. Although a few people recur here from chapter to chapter, the overall impression is of a new, or at least newish, hybrid. Not a historical novel, but a historical linked story collection. This form combines the intensive research and empathic writing of a good biography with the broader reach of an anthology. Fans of multi-volume doorstops like Robert Caro's Life of Lyndon Johnson may dismiss A Chance Meeting as attention deficit disorder biography, but receptive readers should recognize it as one of the great intellectual bathroom reads of all time.
The book is A Chance Meeting, Intertwined Lives of American Writers and Artists, 1854 to 1967, by Rachel Cohen. And David Kippen is the book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle.